the city of Jackson, you know, I think people breathed, were able to breathe after yesterday, kind of sigh of relief. And I think that when that case kind of broke last year and the video came out and we had kind of the response here locally with all of the protests, I think that this city stepped up and leaned into that conversation. We made a number of different policy changes and undertook a number of different projects last year to show the community where we stood. And the police department, I think our local police department leaned into that as well. Mm-hmm. You know, we had officers that showed up at the peaceful protests. We had some changes to policy with the creation of a chief equity officer, a department of diversity, equity, and inclusion, creation of the racial equity commission that came out and were direct products of those conversations from last summer. And I'll say that, you know, he's not one for show and the publicity, but, you know, the director of police and fire services, Elmer Hitt, took that to heart and went back and reviewed, and with some of the national conversations around use of force policies, went back through with the team and kind of led a review of our own internal use of force policies and made it stronger.